Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Kristen Agopian Show, coming to you from Studio B and hitting our syndicated stations coast to coast via the Biz Talk Radio Network. Greetings to you all. I'm Chris Agopian, author of Brilliant Frugal Living, syndicated lifestyle columnist, highly caffeinated host of your show, dedicated to slashing your spending to new lows, growing your savings to new heights, and demolishing your debt once and for all. And if your finances are like so many others out there, guys, hard work working households, still feeling the pinch of what used to be very recently a flatlined economy. Now, thankfully, on the upswing, stock market's looking good. Job numbers are looking good. But beyond the numbers, general optimism, people I'm talking to everywhere, feeling a little better, feeling a little more optimistic. And I like that. That's a nice ripple effect you're going to find in your wallet as well. And if your finances, if we're still paying for past sins, oh, you're in the right place, guys. And you are not alone, not by a long shot. Thanks for hanging out. And a huge welcome, holy mackerel, to all of our newest affiliates every week. Thanks. No thanks to me. This is all thanks to the amazing crew at Biz Talk Radio Network. We are picking up stations every single week. I mean, I remember back in the day, the show's been on the air now for about 5 years. Fun every single week. Every month gets better. Every year gets more fun. I love hanging out with you guys. But if you would have told me 5 years ago when we started off with just a handful of stations that we'd be picking up stations every week. Oh, I wouldn't have believed you at the time. And now it's just thankfully commonplace. I promise to never, ever take it for granted because it is just too much fun. Many thanks again to the tireless crew at BizTalk for that. And from our flagship station here in Philadelphia to our syndicated stations coast to coast, with big shout outs to our listeners, our emailers, the texters, everybody, including but not limited to. Who have we got here? Nikki P. listening in from Houston's KGBC 1540. Thanks, Nikki. Cam Shuck Tucker listening in from KBNP 1340 in Portland. Gorgeous town. Bridget B. tuning in from Atlanta's Super Talk WCFO. I love that station. We've been there for a while. WCFO 1160, Talk of the Town there in Atlanta. Gorgeous little town. And as always, Mitchell M. and Kathy Tarver, super fans listening in from our Super Talk Mississippi network. And all of our amazing listeners, coast to coast. If I had my way, I'd spend the next hour just talking about them all alone. But here we are, saving America's wallets 1 hour at a time. Sitting here, coffee in hand, Tony always says hello as we tackle today's trendy topics. And if you're not drinking coffee at the moment, that's okay. I'll do enough for both of us because that's just the type of team player I am. That's got me thinking, too. And the office here knows what I'm talking about. People are so nice. They're sending me coffee because they can tell from the sound of my voice and from the subject matter. Coffee is an integral part of my life. It's basically a blood type at this point. So these very nice people keep sending me coffee. Somebody sent me a thing of coffee this past week. And it was a chocolate, I'm not going to say the brand name because the results were hysterical. Gorgeous chocolate mocha, amazing coffee. I brewed it up immediately in my little percolator, in my Tonto, my percolator, my fabulous sidekick. And this stuff was so strong that even I, with my iron, and I say this as a compliment to myself, my iron stomach, even I got a touch jittery from it. I was so impressed by this coffee. So I'm scaling it back a bit where I'm only putting half the recommended amount of grounds in there. It's dazzling. It's delightful. It's like having an amazing steak. It's like trying this incredible piece of perfect fruit. This coffee is incredible. But I had it a couple of days ago. I'm going to brew it up again in just a bit. And again, many thanks to everybody sending me all their stuff. Emails, texts, coffee, your ideas, everything. It's fantastic. We had a great, great response to last week's show talking about various ways to save at warehouse clubs. And yes, sure enough, as we discussed, no matter who we're talking to coast, love you all, chances are excellent. We're all within, you know, driving distance, a comfortable driving distance of a warehouse club, right? So I thought I had a pretty good bead on how to save, how not to save. You guys have blown me away yet again with fantastic tips, what to buy, what not to buy. And thank you for reiterating the stuff that I found on my own as well. Some of the stuff there, you will save yourself. And you know, I'm not kidding. If you have a warehouse club card and you use it correctly, this does not require a huge amount of work. You will save hundreds, if not thousands, over the course of the year. And I'm not joking. Regardless of the size of your household, it could be you on your own. It could be you with a, you know, with a spouse, with kids, with grandkids, whatever it is. You do a ton of entertaining, you don't. You will save hundreds, if not thousands, if you do certain shopping there at your local warehouse club. So when I put the word out saying, please send me your stuff, sure enough, I got amazing stuff from everybody. Who sent me this? I got this in from J.M. I can't even read my own handwriting. My apologies. J.M. McIntosh? Looks like yes. Listening in from Super Talk, Mississippi, and sent me this great article talking about how all three of these send all three of these great warehouse clubs, the Sam's Club, the BJ's, the Costco, they offer these huge savings, but it takes a careful shopper to spot the real deals. And the biggest thing that a lot of people were mentioning, something we talked about last week, keep a price book. It's not that hard. If you've got some clever little app somewhere on your phone, or you bring a Kindle with you or whatever, I'm old school. I just write it down in a little dollar store notebook. And because I cannot remember everything. My kidding. I can't remember what I wore yesterday. I can't remember what I had for lunch last week. I'm certainly not going to remember what I spent on, you know, a pound of this or a quart of that at each of these stores. It's not where my brain's not wired for that anymore. I got to write it down. Write down the prices of these things, and that's one of the biggest weapons you will have in making sure you save a lot of money. I love that. Here we go. Let's see. Sam Q, listening in from WCHE here in town. Fabulous. Talking about buying this, get beach chairs there. You know what else I like there is patio sets. They're gorgeous. I can find, you know, nice price ones there. I bought mine on Craigslist. But you notice with the beach chairs, you can get, you know, let's say two. Let's get two gorgeous chairs with all the bells and whistles on it, really well built, because you need a well-built beach chair. We have all seen, perhaps we have witnessed or experienced firsthand, bringing cheapo beach chairs to the beach. It's never fun. They will break apart. The elements will mock you. You got to get a quality beach chair. And they're saying you can get two amazing chairs, all the bells and whistles, for about half the price of what you pay retail when you buy them at a warehouse store. Makes sense. It says here, while it's possible to find cheaper basic chairs at some other stores, maybe a Target or a CVS, the quality won't be as good, they will not last, and they don't have those nice luxury touches. Can I tell you something? And this takes place near one of our other affiliates, WPG, 1450, there in Atlantic City. We go there to Brigantine a lot because my wonderful mother-in-law lives there, and we go to the beach. Can I tell you something in my new chair that I recommend for everybody now? Get a chair when you're getting beach chairs. Get a chair with a little roof on it, with a little sunroof on it. It shields your head. It shades your head. Oh, my God. I could have stayed on the beach double the amount of time that I normally did with just that one little bit of shade over my head. It's fantastic. It changes everything. I don't mean to sound like an old lady because I'm not quite there yet. But if you're looking to buy these beach chairs, if you're out there shopping, oh, we need a new beach chair, make sure you've got beach chairs with a little roof over the top of it. It will change your life. Yeah, I did sound old. I know that. Just, you know, ignore the oldness and just enjoy the wisdom. All right, let's go there. Next up, skip that. Sunscreen. Yeah, you know what? They're right. Sunscreen, I mean, don't get me wrong. It's expensive. Every year they come out with more and more. Oh, you forget last year's sunscreen. You need this year's sunscreen. But one of the biggest things I realize is that for all the times we hit the beach, and maybe you guys hit a lake house or a beach house, or you go, whatever, sun tanning, you go to the pool a whole bunch, you need sunscreen. If you buy it at your local warehouse store, for all the times you are waterside, chances are excellent you're not going to go through the huge honkin' three-pack of sunscreen that you'd get at the store. If I'm buying sunscreen, I go to the regular drugstore or the regular grocery store. You buy one bottle at a time. If you're really clever, you have a coupon handy or you wait for a sale, you do it that way. That makes sense. Skip the sunscreen at the local warehouse clubs, but definitely buy the beach chairs. I love that. Next up, Sherilyn T. listening in from WQYK. Yeah, Tampa. Tampa, beautiful town, says buying each year. She's got four boys. God bless you, Sherilyn. Four boys, and they all love their boogie boards. Oh, yeah. Boys and boogie boards, I'm guessing they only last about a year apiece, and they do. She goes, every year she buys her boogie boards at the local warehouse club. That makes very wise sense. I cannot agree more. It says here, too many travelers buy boogie boards, surfboards on impulse while on vacation, big, huge inflated prices. Each year she needs to buy new boogie boards for her boys. Say that 10 times fast. And you're better off planning ahead. You pick a board that you know they'll like at a local warehouse club before your trip, before your summer begins. Boom. And then you know what? It's like anything else the kids use. You feel a little less crazed when you see it being destroyed just from wonderful childhood use. When you can get these things for a fraction of the cost of retail, for a fraction of the cost of the other stores, yeah, it just feels good to know that you're getting it for far less and you don't say, hey, quit wrecking your boogie board. You won't say that half so often. Boom. Room for one more before the break. Skip this. Pool supplies and cleaners. Oh, this is from a local pool supplier there again in Florida. Fabulous. Listening in from Tallahassee. Very nice. Saying unless you're an expert, you should consult a specialty retail shop that can help you find the right equipment for maintaining your pool. They said they've tried the pool supplies and it's not quite worth the savings there. You also have more variety, a wider selection of brands and products at a pool store rather than the warehouse clubs. There you go. Look for deals during popular holiday sales and the end of season. Yeah, I do not own a pool. I got enough trouble keeping my house clean. My hat's off to anybody who owns a pool in their home. Definitely go for those specialty stores. Wait for the sales and you're golden. All right. We got so much more to go through. I cannot believe how fast this segment's going. Guys, hang out for a quick second. We're going to take a quick break, pay a couple of bills. When we get back, more fabulous savings at your warehouse clubs. You all stay tuned.
Cheap and small, but not too steep, but best of all.
Hey guys, Kristen Agopian here for MonogramAtHome.com. The economy's on the rise. You may be thinking about finally breaking away from a job you felt stuck in for years. Or you're raising a family and looking for an ideal work-from-home opportunity. Or a college student or retiree who wants to supplement your income. Monogram at Home is an exciting nationwide company now accepting new ambassadors for its luxurious, affordable line of personalized gift products. They make it easy to get started with online training, your own website, and support from other highly successful ambassadors. Perfect gifts for every event. Home decor, essentials for the kitchen and bar, jewelry, so much more. All of which can be beautifully monogrammed to keep or give as gifts for birthdays, weddings, graduations, holidays, anniversaries. Items in constant demand. And MonogramAtHome.com wants you as one of their ambassadors. Log on to MonogramAtHome.com.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. We are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, talking about ways to keep a lot more cash in your pocket, a lot more fun in your home, all the luxurious, fabulous things you want, you need, you deserve, just without breaking the bank, by utilizing your local warehouse clubs. Jumping right back into it, because we've got a ton to go over. I am digging all the stuff sent from all of our listeners. You guys are the best. This one sent in from... Healy says, officer something. Well, thank you, officer. I didn't get a last name. But an officer listening in from WSMN in Boston, God bless you for your service, sir or madam, says that he has been, he or she has been charcoal, has been barbecuing for over a decade. Dynamite says that they have saved hundreds of dollars a year. They do a lot of barbecuing, apparently. Nice. Oh, maybe even competitive barbecuing. Go you. And they buy all of their charcoal at their local warehouse clubs. They didn't say which one, but I got to tell you something. I go to Sam's Club and BJ's pretty regularly, and I see charcoal both those places. So you know what? That's where he goes. Says, always buys the charcoal at the warehouse store. You have to buy relatively large quantities, perhaps 2 20-pound bags cellophane together, but it's considerably cheaper than at your local supermarket. And when you do a lot of barbecuing, you need a lot of charcoal. Well, there you go. Plus, it says if you're doing lots of summer grilling, you're going to go through it really quickly. You're going to blast through it, he says. Charcoal also keeps for a long time. True. We've got that in our shed. And he says, nothing bugs me more than when we run out or I end up running to the supermarket where I pay for 10 pounds what I pay for 40 pounds at Costco. There you go. Oh, so there you go. They get theirs at Costco. I went to Costco. I'm here in the Philadelphia area. You guys know that. There is a BJ's really close to me, about 20 minutes away. There's a Sam's Club 20 minutes away. The Costco is 45 minutes away if the traffic gods are kind. So I have not been there in ages. When I worked in King of Prussia a zillion years ago, before I became a mom and started working from home, you had a lot of... I went to Costco all the time. They've got great office supplies there, tons of other stuff. So now we know as well that Costco has also got the charcoal. You know, that's not too far here from the studios here in Westchester. I might have to think about that on our wonderful days we're here in the studio. Excellent stuff. Well, thank you. Also, side note, we talked about this briefly before, but not only are you saving money on charcoal by buying it at your local warehouse club, you are saving your household big money. Every time you cook out on your grills in the summertime, you spend the time doing that out in the heat, and you're not heating up your kitchen to a zillion degrees, one of my big pet peeves during the summertime, you can just hear your air conditioner, you know, chugging away trying to accommodate for it. You're saving money hand over fist, not only by saving your kitchen and your household and your air conditioner, that kind of grief, but also, you know, cooking outside, the taste of that charcoal food, so dang good. All right, what else? Buy this. Buy your swimsuits there. You know what? That's a good idea. I don't do that. I didn't buy my swimsuits there. We have bought, a lot of times, believe it or not, we've bought our swimsuits online. And that's pretty inexpensive, too. But whenever I go to the warehouse stores, you see all the summertime stuff out, and you just take one glance at the bathing suits. You can't ask for lower prices on bathing suits than what you find in the warehouse stores. I usually end up buying them, or we end up, you know, stretching out from last year's swimsuits. But, I know people that actually do this, too, and it's true. Swimmers, it says here, can find quality brand swimwear at easily half the price of retail, far less at warehouse stores. It says here, This guy's, oh, Mr. Yeager sent this to us. My wife teaches water aerobics, and she swears by the ones in both BJ's and Costco. You gotta love that. Dynamite. Okay, next up. This in from Maggie, again with my handwriting. Maggie B, listening in from Tulsa's KZLI, thank you very much, says that she loves buying hamburger meat there. Oh, yeah, I buy so much hamburger meat at my local places. And here's why. Number one, I have a very hungry family, so hamburger is just a normal part of our diet. I just ground it all up. We do ground beef because I will make huge amounts of ground beef. I will brown it all up. Whenever I have like an hour to spare or I'm doing something in the kitchen anyway, I'm on the laptop, whatever, I will have ground beef simmering and I will do this huge, maybe 10 pounds of ground beef. And then you cook it on down and I will save it in bags and bags and bags for small batches of, say, chili or whatever, or larger bags for when I know I'm just going to do a huge batch in the crock pot. It's so handy. There's nothing better than opening up my freezer and seeing a huge bag of already browned up ground beef that I can just throw in some kidney beans and some tomato sauce and a little bit of cumin. Put it in the crock pot and boom, you're all set. Also, another great money saver for summertime. Don't cook up, you know, all the stuff on your stove and your oven. Put your crock pot for work and you're not going to heat up your kitchen so much. But let's see, they buy tons of hamburger meat there because it's so true. And it's almost, this is really good. This is a good point. There's almost a restaurant grade to the meat and the produce and the cheese there. And that's a fact. I find that there as well. Even in the wintertime months, I find that it's oftentimes restaurant quality produce there as well, between the lettuce and other things as well. It's one of the many reasons I love my local warehouse club stores. Well, that, not only that, but even between since last week to this week, I was talking about the rotisserie chickens at the local warehouse clubs. Again, it saved my bacon, no pun intended, last week when I was crazy. We were on deadline. I had to get the column in. The day was just flying away from me. We were getting tons of stuff done. Dashed in, picked up not one, but two rotisserie chickens. Came home. They were still piping hot. Beautiful stuff. My kids can eat a rotisserie chicken on their own. And we've got it all taken care of for like a fraction of the cost of retail. It was like $5 a piece. It was fantastic. So I highly recommend it. That and the hamburger meat. That in itself, I think rotisserie chickens and the hamburger meat themselves have saved me, a conservative estimate, easily, I don't know, 20 times the cost of a warehouse club card. There you go. So there it is. So buy your hamburger meat there. Buy at least a rotisserie chicken or two a month there. You've got the cost of it taken care of easily. Something that people skip buying there. Tents. Okay. People who are far more outdoorsy than I am are recommending that you don't buy your tents at a local warehouse club. They buy practically all of their other camping stuff there, which is great. But it says here, you may find a tent or two at the warehouse stores, but you won't find as much of a selection as you'd like, which makes it hard to figure out if the tents are actually a good value. This person says they'd rather go to the REI store, again, a store that I don't have a tremendous amount of experience with because I'm scared of big bugs, so I don't do a lot of camping. And here this person goes to REI where they can see at least 18 different tents that might interest them as opposed to just one. Okay, I can dig that. There you go. And you thought you'd never get any good camping advice here on my show. Thanks to our listeners, you will. Next up. Oh, this is good. I highly recommend this as well. This is spot on accurate. Buying tires at your local warehouse club. Here's why. Okay, first of all, it's a change of season, and people who take better care of their cars than I do know that you're supposed to be checking your tires a lot. I am lucky in that my husband's like the car Nazi, so he has this intuitive sense of when something needs to be taken care of. He'll be at work. He'll call, oh, I just had a feeling something's wrong with the something or other connector hose. Just, you know, go out and check or get it taken care of. So I have that benefit in my corner. But the tires are important stuff. Tires are important stuff. And with the change of season, you're supposed to rotate your tires again. Warehouse stores offer, I'm finding by far, because he's the one that says it has to be done, but then I'm the one that goes and gets it done. Warehouse stores offer very competitive deals on tires. Plus, you get them fitted while you shop for all the other zillion things on your list. So you're saving money on your tires. And while you're waiting for the tires, you're saving money on all the other stuff you're buying that's on your list. It's a win-win for everybody. You save at least, according to this report, 20% on the same tires sold at automotive stores. Okay. Warehouse stores also offer great service. And I have found that as well. And they'll put the tires on for you while you shop. They'll rotate them while you shop. They'll do anything to them while you shop. Just get the shopping done, get the tires done, and it just makes you feel like a real grown up in all ways, shapes, and forms. Guys, again, the time is flying. And I want your ideas as well. What have you found to be the best deals you have found at your local warehouse clubs? Is it the takeaway food? Is it the rotisserie? Is it the produce? Is it the books? Is it the gift cards? All the stuff we've talked about. Let's compile a list and just share ideas and see what's the top 10. We'll go that direction. Guys, hang out for a minute. When we get back, Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate right after this. Cheap and small.
With free next-day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next-day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to Staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples. It's pro time. Orders over $49.99. Placed by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines, When they have unsold seats, they use smart fares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Biz Talk Radio.
We are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, and we are half past the hour. You know what that means. Another fabulous segment, incredibly popular, and I'm so glad for it, of Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate with none other than renowned Philadelphia realtor, John Harriott, joining us. How are you doing today, sir?
I am doing fantastic, and I guess everybody knows that this is, when you say Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate, they know that it's Dad and Daughter.
It's a pretty self-explanatory title.
In the interest of full disclosure, that it's not a euphemism. It's not a catchy name. It's a catchy name, but it's not just a catchy name. I am only licensed to practice real estate in the states of Delaware and Pennsylvania, but I can give advice about real estate any place. And if you're looking for a realtor, give me a shout at that Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate hotline, which is...
Absolutely, guys. Anytime. Call or text 484-574-4088.
Once again, it's 484-574-4088. And when you give me a call, what I will do is probably steer you in the direction of a good realtor in your area. And I will not just do that carte blanche or blindly. I will actually interview the person and talk to several before I find the one that I think is right for you.
Very cool.
Quoting a line from an old movie, Marty, which was back, won an Academy Award like in 1955. What do you want to do today, Chrissy?
Today, well, there's so many things we can be covering.
I know what I'm
going to
do, by the way. It was just a little bit of witty repartee there.
No, it's all good. But we're talking, it's summertime. We are deep in the throes of house hunting season. And you've got a lot of people out there. Maybe they're doing it for the first time. Maybe they're moving into the area. And they're trying to distill and condense and get a solid top five list of how they're going to determine where they're going to buy their next house. School district keeps coming up in conversation, as well it should, but they're finding that the tax amounts in various certain school districts so wildly disparate in so many different directions. How do they come to those numbers? Does that mean that a higher number in taxes means a better school district? Not necessarily.
Nope.
And how do they pick, how do they go through all the numbers and find the place that's the best fit for them and their families?
It's a question that keeps coming up in my practice, and I do try to stay current on it. But here's the first advice that I would give you folks when you're seriously contemplating buying that first house or making that move up buy. The first thing that I believe you need to do is select yourself a good realtor. Now, that's not to say that you need to select yourself a good realtor when you're just starting to think about getting into real estate. There's some excellent real estate sites. The one that I recommend most highly is Realtor.com, because their information is the most up-to-date.
Yes, it is.
And you can sit there, and with 15 or 20 minutes on Realtor.com, 2-3 times a week, you can get a pretty good sense for what the market is like. And that's what most people do.
Yep.
They sit and they play on the real estate sites and get a general sense for the marketplace and what they might want to do. And then I'd suggest, really, when you're starting to get serious about it, interview at least two, preferably three or four realtors. I would love to, if you're in our area, to be one of those you interview. And then make your decision. Now, lay out for the person, hey, here's what it is we want to do. We want to buy a fixer-upper house. We want to get in for the cheapest price possible. It needs to be in this school district or in this general area, and we can afford to pay X amount of bucks.
Yep.
Say, how can you help me? And if they get that...
It is simple.
And if you get that 5,000-yard stare and say, help, program, what's that?
Right.
I'd say shake their hands, thank them for coming out, and say, look, I'm afraid we won't be doing business together.
Exactly right.
But today I want to talk, Chrissy, about one of the facets of home buying that I think is overlooked.
Which one?
In a lot of places. And that is, people always focus on price of the house.
Well, which is
because that's going to drive their principal and interest payment. But... A fact that I don't think gets enough attention, and probably doesn't get enough attention from realtors, is what are the property taxes?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
And how do they vary from school district to school district?
Yep, that's big.
Okay. I know when we bought our house in the Philadelphia suburbs back in 1979, it never occurred to me.
Yep.
We bought two houses in Green Bay, Wisconsin. School taxes never occurred to me.
Right.
And I think that's an overlooked factor that many, many people just don't take a look at. So I did a little bit of research. Neighbor asked me, said, look, daughter and her husband, family's getting bigger. They're thinking about moving up to a bigger house. They'd like to know what the tax implications are of different school districts. So I said, okay, the school district they live in right now is the one that I happen to live in, where all three of our girls went through school. And it's an outstanding school district.
Oh, yeah.
Outstanding school district. And we feel we got good value for the money, even though it was a lot of money. Total estimated taxes this year, of which the biggest chunk is school district.
Right.
$8,700. $8,700 a year.
That's smart.
And of that, about $7,000 is school tax. And every place you live in the country, I think the biggest piece of your property tax bill is going to be the school tax.
Yeah,
if any of our listeners out there know one where that's not the case, give me a call. I'd love to hear about that. So anyway, I took a look at two surrounding school districts. These are the ones they had expressed interest in. One has got a reputation that is just about as good as the one they live in.
Okay.
And, you know, people need to make their own decisions. You've got to make your own trade-off between, you know, what's the average SAT score?
Right.
What's the student-teacher ratio?
Certain schools have certain amenities for maybe special needs kids that you want to weigh in there and stuff like that.
That's right. Some schools have swimming pools. Some schools have don't. Some schools have great football teams.
Right.
Some schools don't. So you've got to throw all this into the mix. How far is it from my job? How far is it from my partner's job? And make your decision. These three school districts I looked at, I think, have got reasonably comparable educational outcomes. And in the second district I looked at, now the first district had total taxes $8,700. The second one had taxes of $5,200. That is a $3,500 a year difference.
Every year.
Every year. Now you project that, and it's probably going to get bigger year after year after year. You project that out over 10 years, you're talking $35,000, and $35,000 is enough to do a lot of stuff.
A college fund.
It's a lot of vacations.
Brand new luxury car.
Your portion of college tuition for a couple of years anyway.
Wow.
And that's something that people really should be aware of. Now, the third school district I looked at has an even lower school tax load.
Really?
And the total taxes there are about $4,600 a year. So comparing to the highest school tax area, the highest total tax area, that's a $4,100 a year difference.
Wowee.
So over 10 years, you're looking at $41,000. You look over 5 years, you're looking at over $20,000. So it makes a big, big difference.
I mean, it means the difference between maybe investing in more real estate on the side or sending the kids to college for air quotes free or you know, that luxury car if you're into that kind of thing. I'm not. I would buy two lesser priced cars.
Yeah, me too.
That kind of thing. But the numbers really do add up. And, you know, and there's this popular misconception out there that when people are shopping, say they're moving from the West Coast to the East Coast or vice versa, and they're looking at all these various areas, and they'll look at the mills, that percentage per, you know, whatever you're paying for your house,
the
millage rate, the percent that you're paying in school taxes, there's this misconception that, oh, well, this school district, it's double the mill rate than this other one. That must be a much better school. That must be a much better whatever. And that is not necessarily the case.
Not necessarily so. I would mention to my realtor, taxes is one of the things that I really want to consider. And what school districts, that's probably the best way to look at it. What school district has the lower tax rates, and which of the school districts is better rated and will provide a good education for our kids? Now, if the realtor is smart, he or she will tell you, listen, I can't tell you which school district is the best, because that's called, quote, steering. And that was outlawed years ago because people were directing minority groups to this school district and white people to this school district. That's called steering. That's against the law, and it should be.
Amen.
I would say to those people, and I do say to those people, look, you do your own research, and here are websites. Every school district in the country is required to have its own website. You can go on the websites, do your own comparisons, drive by the schools, drive by the neighborhoods around them. You make your own decision about which school district you want to explore, and then I will help you do the comparisons.
I like that.
If you want to have two or three school districts, I will help you do the comparisons.
Yep. It's a good connect-the-dots way of doing it. It's doable. You got to dig through a little bit of chaff, but you will get the answers you're looking for.
Exactly. Now, another thing that you can consider, in addition to looking at the school districts that have the lower lower taxes, the lower school taxes, you can also look for houses that are, quote, under-assessed.
Okay.
I don't think any realtor who really understands the situation will tell you that the home assessment process any place in the country is done well.
Really?
I don't think any place in the country that it is done well. For example, in our area, the whole area, all the residential real estate was reassessed about 30 years ago.
Okay.
And supposedly it was all assessed at 100% of market value.
Right.
And then there have been adjustments that have been made throughout the years. And there's different ground rules for when you can appeal your taxes and when you can't appeal your taxes. And people who know a good tax lawyer can go in and get their taxes reduced.
Yep.
People who say, well, that sounds fair to me, and they don't get their taxes reduced, pay a little higher taxes year after year after year. But if you tell your realtor, look, I want to, in addition to find a house in this school district, and I want to find one that is underassessed.
Very good.
And if you look, you can find it. Now, another thing you need to be careful of, states like Florida,
okay,
your house gets reassessed every time it gets sold.
That's annoying.
That is very annoying. That is very annoying. For example, we owned a rental property in Florida for a number of years, sold it about a year ago. The assessed value hasn't changed dramatically for the last 30 years that we owned it.
Right.
And the realtor who was selling it said, yes, but you know, that's not going to be the case for the buyer because it's going to be reassessed based upon the selling price. So that's something else. And again, you need to get yourself a good realtor who understands the ins and outs of the game. And if you're looking for that good realtor, no matter where you're located in the country, give me a shout. Give us a call. Give us a text at the Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate Hotline, which is...
That number again, guys, 484-574-4088.
That's 484-574-4088. But to cap off this quick discussion, when you're looking for that first home or looking for that move-up buy, then what you really need to do, in addition to getting the best realtor, is to make sure that you ask that realtor to look out for the tax situation. Point me toward school districts that I pick out, because you can't tell me which school districts are good.
Right.
Show me the tax ramifications of buying there.
Yep.
And then in addition to what the millage rates are and what the probable taxes are going to be, try to find me a house that is underassessed for some reason.
I love it.
Maybe it's a place where the assessment is based upon the most recent selling price. It sold for way too little because it was beat up. Anyway, there are ways to minimize the taxes. And Christy, I see we're coming to the end of the line here.
As usual, it flew by. We'll be right back, guys, right after this. Hey guys, Kristen Agopian here for MonogramAtHome.com. The economy's on the rise. You may be thinking about finally breaking away from a job you felt stuck in for years. Or you're raising a family and looking for an ideal work-from-home opportunity. Or a college student or retiree who wants to supplement your income. Monogram at Home is an exciting nationwide company now accepting new ambassadors for its luxurious, affordable line of personalized gift products. They make it easy to get started with online training, your own website, and support from other highly successful ambassadors. Perfect gifts for every event, home decor, essentials for the kitchen and bar, jewelry, so much more, all of which can be beautifully monogrammed to keep or give as gifts for birthdays, weddings, graduations, holidays, anniversaries, items in constant demand. And MonogramAtHome.com wants you as one of their ambassadors. Log on to MonogramAtHome.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show. Many thanks again to John Harriet, a.k.a. Dad, for another fabulous episode of Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate. Jumping right back into your best savings and what to avoid at your local warehouse clubs, all sent in by fantastic listeners. Skip Bang, this sent in from Stephen Z, listening in from WJBX 770 in Fort Myers. He says of what he definitely buys there every year. This is so true. Kiddie pools, children's pools, other summer recreational equipment, always good buys at the warehouse stores. You can find them cheaper elsewhere, but you're getting commercial grade meaning better grade, at your local warehouse clubs for often the exact same price or even lower than the cheaper pools. After all, you want a pool that's going to last summer after summer, not need a lot of constant replacement. And he's saying that, yes, kiddie pools, definitely what you want to pick up. What he skips, designer clothing. Apparently, okay, if you spot your favorite designer clothing on the racks of a warehouse store, be wary. He says most famous designers make less expensive summer lines just for warehouse clubs and outlet stores. Is that true? Oh my gosh, I wonder if that's true. And it says these lines may be lower quality. You know what? That kind of makes sense to me. You know, I got to tell you though, I have purchased, air quotes, designer names at the warehouse clubs. I am pretty impressed. I like them. I think I've got listeners with far greater clothing taste than I do, so I appreciate your appreciate the info on here. This is Stephen Z listening from WJBX 770 in Fort Myers. And apparently, all right, that makes sense to me. If you have a certain designer line that you know you love, you've bought it very expensively in the past, you say, hey, let's go check it out at the local, you know, warehouse clubs, and you find it might be a little different, that's you. I can tell you flat out that every time I have purchased clothing at the warehouse clubs, it's been pretty decent, and I really put it through the ringer. But I don't have the designer eye that a lot of my very fashionable listeners do, so I appreciate that input. Skipping, thing to skip here. Okay, skipping the floral arrangements. You know, I don't buy a lot of floral arrangements. If you took one look at my house, you'd realize that I don't. But for those who do a lot of floral arrangements, it's being recommended here to go with, say, the 1-800-Flowers, everything else. And there's a person here saying, yeah, there's one person here says they like the floral arrangements, other people not. I think this person's talking about, oh, apparently the warehouse clubs can do delivery sometimes too, apparently, and they're recommending instead places like 1-800-Flowers instead. I'll buy that. I'll buy that. Now, when it comes to floral arrangements for your house, I have purchased them once or twice when I was feeling splurgy, and I liked them. The roses smelled really nice. I got the roses once, and I got some sort of a fall bouquet once, and it was gorgeous. So I like them. But apparently, if you do a lot of floral, say, delivery elsewhere, you might look somewhere else. All good. Next up, who sent me this one? Fred Borskman, listening in from KSCR 1320 in Eugene. I love that, Eugene, in Springfield area, Oregon. I love that. Very nice part of the country. My husband goes traveling there for business, and every time he comes back from Eugene, I say to him, we have a station there. Yep, he knows. I tell him every time. What do we buy there? Okay, you've got the people there who talked again about buying charcoal. Fantastic. If you're the barbecuing type, if you're saving your household a lot of air conditioning hassles during the summer by barbecuing, not only does this guy recommend buying the charcoal briquette thingies, whatever they are, you buy those at the warehouse clubs, but also buy your alcohol there. Stock up on the wine, the liquor, the beer for your summer get-togethers at a warehouse store instead of a liquor or a grocery store. The discounts are significantly deeper. It says here if you're going to need vast discounts or vast amounts of alcohol, say, for a wedding or a party, you're going to save time and money by getting it all in one place. I agree. However, if you're doing the barbecuing, they say skip the lighter fluid. Oh, it's terrible. I don't like that lighter fluid stuff. It just seems like it's just a recipe for disaster. I don't use it. I don't know if Victor uses it. I don't see any lighter fluid around our charcoal in the shed or anything else like that. All right, go to a dollar store, it says here, for lighter fluid, where you'll get a better deal. Okay, so skip the lighter fluid at your local warehouse club. Instead, go to a dollar store for lighter fluid where you get a better deal. All right, there you go. Okay, next up, skip that. Oh, yeah. Buying this. I've seen this there. This makes sense because it looks really cool. Buying luggage. Now, this isn't something you're going to do all the time, but when you do buy luggage, that stuff is expensive. And you want it to be really quality because you don't want to be the one at the luggage carrier when they come down that spinny ramp and they're swinging around the little conveyor belt thing. You don't want to have the piece of crap luggage. That's just embarrassing. People are watching. I'm not trying to be petty. I'm not trying to, you know, there are bigger headlines in the news, but you don't want to have the crappiest luggage on the conveyor belt. It's just, it's bad. We're not teenagers anymore. You know, people are watching. You be the grown up with the actual luggage. That's all I ask. And it's easy to do when you go to your local fabulous warehouse club to buy it. It says here Costco, Sam's, and BJ's all have very high quality suitcases for significantly less than retail. Excellent. Very good. Oh, hey, this is an actual example. Two-piece Samsonite spinner set. I'm supposed to know what that means. Including, I don't travel that much, certainly not fashionably. Including a 27-inch case and a carry-on can be found at warehouse stores for less than $200. However, at other stores and on the Samsonite website, the same stuff can cost you as much as $550. Boom. More than half price at your local warehouse club, getting it for half price or less. Fabulous. Okay, next up. Oh, again, people who are far more outdoorsy than I am, they say skip the fishing rods at the warehouse stores. That is good to know. I will pass that on. My idea of fishing is going straight to the freezer section for my Gordon's fish sticks, and they are dang good. Other than that, I don't do a lot of fishing. You don't want me fishing. You don't want me out there responsible for catching our food or we will all starve to death. But for those who are far more outdoorsy and capable and competent out there in the wild, get your fishing rod somewhere else. They're saying here, wait for the sales at your local sporting goods stores. Go to the specialty stores and wait for great sales. Excellent. Buy this for the summer. Hoses. Yeah, you want to know something? I almost think, now I don't have a fancy schmancy hose, but I'm pretty convinced we take pretty good care of it, and they still self-destruct. I mean, we drain it in the fall, well before the freezing temperatures come in there, but we will always find breaks and kinks and little, you know, the hissing little sounds. There's a leak somewhere, you don't know where. Buy your hoses at the warehouse store. They may not be the cheapest, it says here, but they're the high quality kind of hoses used by professional landscapers, so they're a great investment for your yard. That's what you do. That's how you get it done. Beautiful. also to buy. I got to blitz through these before we wrap it up here. Buy your fans. They're great to pick up. High quality, low price. Skip this. Massive containers of cheese puffs. Get those elsewhere. Okay. Buy them. Okay, here's another thing to buy at the warehouse clubs. Electronics. Amen to that. Now, only if you need them. However, if you don't need electronics, you're not saving any money by buying electronics you don't need. If for whatever reason your television self-destructs, who knows what you're buying one for a wonderful, elaborate gift for someone important to you, then do it. But otherwise not. All right, skip this. Books, I know. I love every book section of every warehouse club I've ever been in. I could stay there. It's like a daycare for adults. Stick me in the book section, but they are a little pricey, even with the discount. And everybody has a Kindle these days anyway. But I miss books. I miss a hardcover book. And I keep talking about that, but we got to wrap it up. I'm getting the wild, crazy wrap it up signal from Joey. Guys, until next week, save those pennies, pay with cash, and you all stay frugal out there.
Cheap is small, and not too steep.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.